There are 37 tribal colleges in the United States, and Barrow, Alaska is home to one of them. Illisogvic College was founded in the 1980s, but didn't become an independent, accredited tribal school until 2006. Now it offers a blend of traditional college classes, technical trade training, and Inupiaq culture that gives students from around the North Slope the chance to get ahead without leaving their identities behind. APRN's Ann Hillman visited the school as part of our rural-urban series.
This is the classroom for our office administration instructor for our office administration program.
Illisogvic College's projects assistant, Kayla Jeffries, leads me on a tour of the dozen or so classrooms and offices that fill an updated Quonset hut left by the Navy in the 1960s.
That's the word, human resources, like all that kind of stuff, office-centered tasks.
It's a typical classroom in a not-so-typical setting. Back outside, we hustle in the cold past the campus's sole outdoor decoration, a giant bowhead whale skull.
Tell me, why is there a whale skull here?
We're a tribal college and we like to celebrate Inupiaq culture. It's all about Inupiaq people, by Inupiaq people, for Inupiaq people. So it's an important symbol of the culture. Ooh, and it's chilly.
Pearl Brower, the college's president, says that focus is what shapes the college.
Being a part of the North Slope has always put a focus on our culture, our language, our values, our traditions. And being a tribal college just allows us to emphasize that even more. As a tribal college, the perpetuation of your culture is a number one priority.
To that end, the course catalog offers classes like Inuit storytelling, baleen carving, and conversational Inupiaq. Inupiaq culture and language are so ingrained at the school that the weekly Friday staff meeting includes an hour of learning Inupiaq through a new Rosetta Stone program. But Illisogvic is about more than just perpetuating local culture. Brower says it's about giving residents the educational opportunities they need to get and keep jobs on the North Slope.
Being responsive is a number one priority. If someone comes to us and says we need a training on this so that we can hire residents so they can be employed, we want to be able to act right away and say, okay, we can have that for you in a week, in 2 weeks, in a month.
To accomplish that, they've offered everything from asbestos abatement and hazmat training to a degree for being a dental hygienist. Brower says it's a gateway to higher education as well.
In rural Alaska, it's hard for people to leave. It's hard for people to leave and go to some of the urban areas. And so we're really here as number one, a place for them to get education, and number two, as a stepping stone so that they can get their AA degree here and then transfer on to four-year institutions.
For some of the students, it's also a chance to pursue their dreams while staying close to home and close to their own identities.
Risking it, huh?
A group of students finally starts relaxing at about 11 p.m., settling into the lounge for a game of cribbage. I ask Travis Hupikson, Joseph Okaguk, and Alfred Stalker about why they chose Illisogvic. Two of them are fulfilling basic requirements before getting a four-year degree in the city, then coming back to the North Slope. Upikson wants to be an electrician and answers first.
It means being able to have native foods anytime I want to. They got a freezer full of some caribou, some fish, whale meat, and muktuk.
But going to a tribal college also means being able to maintain their identities.
But do you lose your identity if you go somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. You do. You change.
Yeah.
Like, if I move down to the lower 48,
you won't be able to.
You won't be able to hunt. Your language will die down. So your culture, then you lose yourself. You'll become a whole different person.
By staying on the North Slope, they can still join their friends' whaling crews and go out hunting. For April Phillip, going to Illisogvic is a way to reconnect with her family.
I went to a boarding school in Sitka at Mount Edgecombe High School, so I was away from home for 4 years, and I felt like I missed out a lot on my little brother and sisters growing up.
By attending Illisogvic, the students can maintain their connections to family and to culture while getting skills for the future. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.
For the next several weeks, APRN will be airing a series that looks at how Alaskans describe what makes their way of life unique. Whether you live in a village or a city, everyone has a culture, and we're going to bring you stories of how both urban and rural Alaskans define and live theirs. The series is funded by a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum.